Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That was a edit together of Cam Newton calling the Patriots fooled gold. Then Adam Schefter saying, no, he doesn't think they're fools gold. And then from our conversation with Drake May on Monday saying, I don't even know what show he's on, of Cam Newton, his boyhood idol who he honored with a touchdown celebration earlier in the year. I think the biggest takeaway from that, Ted, is Adam's right. It's good TV. I don't know how many days later it is. We're still talking about it. We're asking Adam Schefter. We asked Drake May, but like, isn't that Cam's job, is to say something on television that people are going to talk about?
Yeah. I would suck at that job because it's hard to manufacture opinions. If I don't believe in the opinion,
yeah,
my own opinion, I couldn't do it. So I find it interesting that of all the quarterbacks that seem to be critical of Drake, it's the one guy that Drake emulated touchdown celebration.
Yep.
When they played the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah. I think he was told an argument. I think this is one of those shows where somebody's going to say something and I need somebody to say the other side. Point, counterpoint it. And I think Cam drew the short straw or was like, I'll do it. I can make an argument.
So does Bart Scott and Cam Newton always draw the short straws?
Probably.
Because they're the ones with the boneheaded opinions.
I think they're the newcomers. I also think they're the young guys that are probably willing to, I can argue anything. I'll say something. Because if you remember the original cut, Cam didn't really say anything. He just kept yelling, you're a liar. You're a liar who lies. He never had, like, facts or arguments or opinions.
He didn't back it up with anything.
With nothing. Right. That leads me to believe he doesn't really believe it. And he also threw in there, and I like Drake May. I'm a fan of Drake May, while he's kind of ripping the fool's gold nature of Drake May and the Patriots. So I don't. But again, he's doing his job. We're talking about it. People are watching. It's getting conversation stirring. And in this day and age, right now, if you're a counterpoint to the Patriots being good, you're a rarity. There's not a lot of, like, even the Dan Orlovsky thing, which was an exercise bringing up a problem he sees with the Patriots. There's not a lot of that out there.
There's like, some.
Even you with your DVOAs. Yeah. Is sort of counter to much of the conversation about the Patriots.
There's some. And it's surprisingly, it centers around the unit that I don't think people thought would be considered the weaker unit, and that's the defense. You know, Mina Kimes points out that they're 27th in pass rush win rate. That's an issue, and that's leading to maybe some of the big passing, chunk passing plays. You know, the opponents right now have a 97 passer rating against the Patriots secondary, which is 24th in the NFL. The Patriots in first quarter points allowed are 28th in the NFL. Their red zone defense, it's gotten better. It's gone from 32nd to 31st in red zone defense. So that's good. And opponents are 100% in TD rate in goal to go situations. Those are categories. That's enough to kind of give me pause on how far this team can go. Those are not just, you know, meaningless metrics. Being that bad in the red zone, being that bad in goal to goal situations, being that bad in passer rating, which I think is tied into the pass rush, are concerns, big concerns. And so I think that's what people are pointing to mostly when they make an argument for why the Pats aren't as good as their record would indicate.
Do you have Cam's cell? Have you ever met Cam? Contact? Because you might want to send those notes to him because he could use those next time
when
he wants
to argue
against the Patriots.
That's it, man.
Because those are real. Those are real numbers.
Yep.
Better than him just saying, you lie, you're a liar, they stink, they're not that good. That's something tangible. Something else that's tangible is Drake May is one of the best quarterbacks in football right now. Where you rank him, if you choose to have him top six, top five, whatever, that can be debatable. But he's in that top grouping of quarterbacks right now, which spurred some conversation. I heard Jones and Keefe talking about it yesterday just in relation to this game. Would you rather, moving forward, have Joe Burrow as your quarterback or Drake May? Joe Burrow, who's been to a Super Bowl but also gets banged up. Joe Burrow, who's been accepted as a top four quarterback in the league for multiple years now. So Dan Ball came up with the simple question. It's the old, you're a golf guy. Remember in the old days it was Tiger or the field?
The field, yeah.
Right? Every time there was a major or something, did you want to bet Tiger or the field?
Yep.
So we're asking the same question. Quarterback, NFL, Drake May or the field?
You know the answer.
I would like you to say it, though.
I'll take Drake May every day of the week and twice on Sundays. Give me Drake May. Why not Joe Burrow? You know, I like the mobility that Drake May brings to the table. I like that Drake May is elevating receivers. You know, where Joe Burrow's got elite wide receivers and tight end at his disposal. You know, why not, you know, Josh Allen? Josh, I think, is a little bit too reckless the way he's playing right now. It kind of harkens back to his first few years, careless with the football. Yeah, he had a nice game the other day where he got six touchdowns. But I don't like it. I don't like him lowering his shoulder and so many of his plays that are off schedule. It's like helter-skelter. He's running around. It's chaos. Where I think when Drake leaves the pocket, it's a more controlled kind of way in which he goes about making completions down the field, and he's not lowering his, but he's not looking for contact like Josh. So I just trust Drake to keep himself healthy and not take big hits. I don't know, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, you see how he's playing? I don't know. He makes some really boneheaded throws, man.
Yes, he does.
And you said it. He's 0-5 in one score games this year. So, I mean, Lamar Jackson, I love Lamar. I think there's a more dynamic piece to Drake May. So, I don't know. When you compare him to the other guys, I feel like I can make an argument why I like, well, Ted, he doesn't have any coming from behind wins. No, that's true. He doesn't. But he's also not had the opportunities to right. have to bring his team back. You know, but you look at the Jets, it was a one-score game for three quarters. You look at the Tampa Bay game, basically the same thing. You look at the Atlanta game. They won by a point. He made drives to kind of secure the win, not come from behind. So he's been in situations in certain games this year. The Buffalo, the first time they played, was nip-tucked the whole way. And he made the plays he had to secure the win. Those aren't come from behind plays. But he's showing me that in big moments, he can deliver. And so that whole thing, well, he hasn't had a comeback win, I don't think is a valid argument in this case.
So the one name you didn't bring up in terms of the right now, if we're talking about right now, you got a game you want to win on Sunday, who's better than Drake May? I think Matthew Stafford could be in consideration for that. Obviously, he's not a long-term consideration because he could retire any moment. This could be his last season. Is he in that conversation of playing the quarterback position right now?
No. Yeah, I get it. Okay, right now, maybe right now. In that system, he's a system quarterback. He's been in the same system for a long time. He's got a really great defense, a much better defense.
Yep.
He's got, some would say, better skill players.
I would.
So he's got all those things favor Matt Stafford. But I think that's what makes Drake May even more impressive and why I'd pick him over Matt Stafford.
So I think Fitzy took Josh Allen, just for full disclosure, early in the show. He thinks Josh Allen. And I thought...
And why?
Just because he's done it for a longer period of time. He's done it in the postseason. But I'm with you. If you watch Sunday's game, is a perfect example. The first third of the game, he was bad. He was turning the ball over. He was making those dumb Josh Allen or gunslinger Josh Allen decisions. And then, yes, he turned it on, and he had the six touchdowns, and that's awesome, and that's great. But Drake has cleaned it up. As Hoyer told us, it's getting harder and harder to list your bad Drake May plays from week to week, right? Yeah, there was. I said to you, there was one bad play. I thought last week it was an indecisive run where I thought he put himself kind of in harm's way because he didn't know exactly what he wanted to do. Other than that, like he was borderline perfect. He's not making mistakes, and he is making plays. And you're right; he hasn't won in the postseason. Right? That's a fact. We have no idea what he's going to do in the postseason. We have no idea what he's going to be down in the fourth quarter in the postseason. We also don't know if he's going to be awesome in those situations. And everything he's shown us so far is what? He's awesome. He's getting better at everything you throw at him and challenge him with.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been a supercomputer. I mean, he has had some boneheaded plays, but those were earlier in the season.
Yeah.
You know, where you go, okay, oh boy, the Raiders game. He did make a bad throw in the Cleveland game, which wasn't that far away. But for the most part, he's really cleaned it up. And I'm trying to look at what so Josh Allen, he's got 7 interceptions. He had 2. So, you know, Josh Allen had a great come from behind win against the Buccaneers, but he also threw 2 interceptions. He was the reason they were probably in a hole.
Right? Oh, yeah. And one of them was a classic Josh Allen. I don't know if you remember the play. 4th and 2. And he has a tight end over the middle, and the back just ran a little swing pass. Yeah. No one ran with him. Yeah. Literally, so 4th and 2, dump it to him. He picks up more than 2 yards. But what did he say? Oh, no, I can squeeze it into the tight end over the middle. You couldn't. A hand hits the ball. It deflects in the air, and it's intercepted. Yeah. That's classic Josh Allen right there. Bad Josh Allen.
Right.
Not good Josh Allen.
And the thing that Josh doesn't have is a very good defense. They did have the best passing defense in the NFL to start the season, but I don't think that's the case anymore. But he's got one of the best running attacks to support him as well, which obviously Drake May doesn't have. So
nope.
I just – when you – There's a lot of, you know, these great quarterbacks that you're comparing Drake to that have a lot of help, that have more resources than Drake has, and he's making more with less to me. And so I don't even think it's really that close.
So what I really don't think is close right now is the next step of the question. If you were starting a team right now, which quarterback would you pick? That's Drake May. So I agree with you. I don't even think it's close. But what would the answer to that question have been 3 months ago? Before this season started, what would the answer to the question, if you pick any quarterback in the NFL, you're starting a franchise, who would you take? What would the answer to that question have been?
My answer would have been probably Josh Allen.
Okay.
But Drake would have been 2nd or 3rd. You know, maybe Mahomes, but...
Jaden Daniels?
You know what? I do love Jaden Daniels. I do.
So he would have been in the conversation.
Yeah, he would have been. You know. So Drake. Look, I've always said he was special. I thought he had unbelievable skill set. I just thought training camp was not a good training camp for him, and the week 1 was not a good. So you know, yeah, I kind of pulled back on my Drake May. You know, just effusive praise, if you will. But I'm not doing that anymore. I told you, I came out of the shadows, man. I think he's the best player in the NFL. I think he does things that no other quarterback does. You try to compare him to this quarterback, that quarterback, it's stop doing that. He does things that are unique to him. And so that's where I'm at with Drake May.
Did you say the best player in the NFL?
Best player, yeah.
So not just best quarterback.
Well, you know, that's true. We don't need to get into that because I said J.J. Watt was the best player I've ever seen, and that got people all worked up. Oh, Tom Brady. So there is a difference. Maybe not the best player, but certainly the best quarterback.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting how fast it came about. The only thing
Garrett, I'd say, is probably the best player.
Certainly the best, looking specimen of a player. Every time one of those photos come up on my Instagram when he's like rushing the passer, it looks like they're fake. This is an AI and no, that's his bicep, that's his tricep, that's his pectoral hanging out of his jersey. He is a beast.
Boy, settle down.
The cocoa butter. What'd you say? The cocoa butter?
Coconut oil.
The coconut oil. The only thing, so the earlier I brought up the question, these young start a franchise quarterbacks. A couple of years ago, it was C.J. Stroud, right? Like, everybody loved C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
And he turned Houston around.
Yeah,
and
when
people
Bobby Slowak was there.
Yeah, that whole thing. And then the next year, it was Jaden Daniels. And everybody said, oh, Jaden Daniels turned things around in Washington. Is there any reason that there'll be any sort of regression like those guys have undergone?
Yeah, the only thing is if he starts getting, you know, like Jaden Daniels is out.
Yep.
I worry about the hits accumulating. I do. I think... I always like to compare Andrew Luck to Andrew Luck started off like he was on a trajectory to be perennial Hall of Famer, no question about it. He played 7 years because he got beat up. And it can, the hits accumulate fast. I think I've seen that with Patrick Mahomes. You're starting to see it with Lamar. It impacts them. It impacts their timing, their confidence in the pocket. They're worried about getting hit. You see it. You saw it happen to Peyton. You saw it happen to his brother Eli. You saw it happen to Drew, where they start getting a little bit worried about getting hit, and it affects their game. So I worry about him getting hit. The sacks, he's on, you know, pace to get sacked 56 times. That's way too much, and that's not including the hits in the open field when he leaves as a runner. And so I am worried about him overall, his health. That's the only thing that I think will ever hold him back. Otherwise, his natural ability is as good as any quarterback I've ever seen.
Do you think he worries about the hits? Do you think he thinks about that?
Do
you think
I do
that
not.
Registers with him?
I don't.
Does it have
so.
To at some point?
Yes, it has to.
And how does that?
I mean, you're starting to see him make better decisions when he leaves the pocket. So obviously, he's they just need to stay on him about that. Make sure that they are not, you know, just never, ever, ever just stop reminding him how important it is that he takes care of his body and he keeps himself out of harm's way and throw the ball. I'd like to see a little bit more throwaways.
Yep.
When he does throw the ball away, it's usually on those rollouts.
Yep.
When he doesn't have anybody to hit on that half field read, and so he just throws it out of bounds. But even from the pocket, I'd like to see. I have seen him throw the ball away from the pocket in the red zone, which is smart.
Yep.
So you don't take a sack to hurt your field position. But just maybe a little bit more throwaways here and there I would like to see.
Dan Ball?
Guys, on the topic of quarterback, by the way, about 10 minutes after Adam Schefter hung up with us, he tweeted the Cincinnati Bengals injury report from practice.
Okay.
They did have one quarterback who was a limited participant. But that was Joe Flacco, because Joe Burrow was a full participant in practice today for the Bengals.
Okay, so he is. I don't think he's going to make it back for Sunday.
He's not going to play.
He's going to play soon. So this is a, what did Adam Schefter call, like, a make or break game for them? Because if they can upset the Patriots, that brings them to 4-7, and you're adding Joe Burrow to the conversation. And getting Jamar Chase back from the suspension
in a weak-ass division.
In a weak-ass division, you can probably convince yourself, we still got a shot here. It won't be easy, but we're bringing back Joe Burrow. They're 2-0 with Burrow, right? They won their first two games, I believe, to start the year with Joe Burrow. And if you're getting him back, you can probably talk yourself into it. Now, part of that is, I think you probably need to upset the Patriots. If you lose an eighth game and now you get Joe Burrow, you've dug a pretty good hole to try to get out of there. But it's a shame.
No, you can't. You can't lose this game.
Yeah,
you're coming off of a 10-day kind of break. You're riding high. Nope. You cannot lose this game.
Yeah, I don't really think it's losable.
But there's times when, I mean, are there times when you look at Joe Flacco and you go, he throws a beautiful pass.
Oh yeah.
Like, and he's just like gets in the zone, man,
yep,
where he can hit 10 straight.
Yep.
That does worry me a little bit.
If they had Chase, I would give them a Joe Flacco puncher's chance. If they had Chase and Higgins, but if you take away Chase, now it's kind of just Higgins. Okay, whether you want to do Gonzo, whether you want to do double team with Gonzo on the Ayoval, the other guy, the third receiver,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's Jamar Chase screwed his team big time, because this is a game where, maybe
it is
you
a pivotal game. You kind of just assume they're out of it. No, they're in that division. They're still not in it.
And Joe Burrow on the horizon. Joe Burrow, you know, maybe he gives you a little boost of confidence and see what you can do. But let's mix in a couple phone calls here. 617-779-7937. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David? David.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
So here's my thing, that why Cam Newton is so negative about Drake May. So he came to New England with a chip on his shoulders, and he stunk. He got his job taken away from a rookie, and now he sees another rookie in here doing very, very well. So guys like Cam, they can't deal with that. They can't handle that. That's the issue. And here's another thing on Josh Allen. The only time Josh Allen's going to win a Super Bowl is when Bill Belichick goes and coaches Buffalo, which is going to happen after this year when Buffalo misses the playoffs in Super Bowl.
Thanks for the call, David. We will get into Bill Belichick around 5:30.
David's been living. Where is he? Was he calling from a cave?
Maybe.
Or is that where he was calling from?
He just woke up.
Has he not been paying attention to what's been going on with Bill Belichick?
Maybe a long nap.
Right? It's maybe like a 10-year nap or something.
Yeah. It is his mother's basement.
It is hibernation season, boys.
Yeah, it is. Because that's crazy. If you had said that maybe 10 years ago, okay, I would have.
Do you remember how did it end here with Cam Newton? Do you remember kind of how it ended? It was weird. Like, Bill loved him
Cam Newton. Then he got cut, and he got cut because of his aura, he said, and he met with.
But do you know why he got cut?
Tell me.
Well, I think it was around COVID, and he had a thing about COVID, and there was something, he was supposed to get tested, he didn't. There was a little bit of he let go of the rope a little bit.
Yeah, I also heard things behind the scenes that he really let go of the rope and kind of forced him out the door because of it. But we'll talk about that off air because I can't validate it or verify it necessarily. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Renee and Lawrence. What's up, Renee?
Hey, how you doing, fellas? First time caller. It's great to talk to you.
Thanks. Good to talk to you, man.
Hey, I just have a take on how we think the level of officiating is deteriorating, getting worse and worse. And I think it has something to do with the advent of all the camera angles and all the super high definition stuff that wasn't really present, you know, in the 90s and the early 2000s, and you're getting 9 looks at something that you might have gotten 3 looks through a lesser lens, we'll say. So it's just, I think it's a lot clearer to people because there are so many different angles.
Thanks for the call, Renee. It's a little like you said yesterday. If you spit on someone, there's a million cameras. They're gonna catch
it.
And it's the same thing. Yeah, things can get missed by the eyes, but with all the cameras, we're gonna see a hold or a backside
I do feel Adam though was right when he said, basically, it's the same story every year.
Yep.
I don't know how it's worse this year than it was last year or the year before. I feel like every year, there's always people that say that the refereeing is bad. And I'll say this, that reminds me, there is one category that the Bengals are number one in the NFL in a positive way.
Penalties. Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, it is.
Penalty yards. They only have like 385 penalty yards. They're the least penalized team in the NFL. Who would have ever thought?
Not me. I definitely would not have thought that. Maybe they just don't care enough to commit penalties.
Maybe that's it.
Because we stink without our quarterback. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. Coming up next, apparently Ted Johnson said something on TV, something to the effect that Drake is doing things I've never seen. And his cohorts on NBC Sports Boston have reacted. We're going to hear some of that, and we're going to talk about it next here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
WEEI.
Just coming out of the shadows, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it plainly. He's the best quarterback in the league right now, and he's doing things I've never seen any quarterback do. You can say you can compare him to Josh Allen. You can compare him to Patrick Mahomes, to Justin Herbert. But he does things that those guys don't even. He makes it look so easy. He's so smooth. He's so athletic. I'm just going to say it. There it is. He's the best quarterback. If I was drafting a team today, he'd be the first person I would pick. I love Ted.
That was Ted Johnson on NBC Sports Boston. Saying that Drake May makes it look easy. Best quarterback in the NFL.
Yep.
Doing things. So you've been playing and or watching football for, use your own coaches. Yeah. How many years you got?
I would say probably out of my 52 years, probably, oh, I don't know, 47, 46 years.
So 46 years observing, playing whatever football.
Yeah. A couple years and then you gave up surfing as the passion and then focused on football.
That's it, Bubba.
Right. Don't forget baseball. He was a baseball player.
Oh,
first.
That's right. I lose track.
So 47 years, you've never seen things that Drake May is doing.
No, I have not.
And I've what's the other than the skip and rip, is what it's called.
Sorry. Yep.
They're making T-shirts about that, by the way. Did you talk about that yet?
Social media, baby.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, you're getting screwed.
I don't. I don't know how to
call a lawyer.
To monetize.
777-617. I mean, there's 777.
But there's video evidence. There's digital evidence that I
think it'd hold up in court.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident.
If you were hurt in a car or work accident, or somebody stole your idea on the radio, 617. There you go. Perfect.
All sevens.
So it's the accuracy in the deep ball. It's the best deep ball I've ever seen. The best touch. The best throw on the run. The ability to extend the play for as long as you possibly can without giving up on a play is unique to him, I would say. And then that the kind of skip and rip the thing that he does, the jumping up in the air and throwing the ball is and you said it yesterday, and it's almost like he's more accurate when he leaves his feet,
yeah,
than he is for when his feet are both planted in the ground. So those are, to me, those are unique. And I would say he's making it look easy. Like, sometimes I look at Josh, it looks like he's, I mean, it takes everything he has to kind of get the, you know, does he seem phased by the moment? Does he seem like his heart rate has gotten up? He seems calm, cool, and collected and poised. And I'm like, you know, I mean, you've seen that maybe from Montana, Tom Brady, obviously. But the speed, the athleticism, the skill set, the accuracy, the elite playmaking traits are, to me, unique to him.
Okay, so we heard Michael Hawley for just a second there. He said, I love Ted.
Yeah.
I love you too, Michael. Felt
like there might have been a butt coming after that. So
no, it was cut off. No, that was it.
Okay, well, we're going to go back to NBC Sports Boston, where they reacted to your assertion that Drake is doing things that I've never seen. So let's hear some of that.
All right,
oh,
son.
Wow.
What? You know what? This is clear. I've never heard this Ted Johnson. Mm-hmm. Clearly, he's some 22-year-old kid who's never. Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's a linebacker.
Wait a minute. He's actually played in Super Bowls. Yep. He played against Brett Favre, a 3-time MVP. He played with Tom Brady, a 7-time champion. Are you kidding me? You've never seen a quarterback do, Ted. I love Ted. You've never seen a quarterback do some of the things that Drake May has done? Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen? You've never seen that before? I think that is a crazy comment. Yeah. What?
Wait, can I pause? Oh, that's it. Never mind. I think to answer what Michael Hawley, I think, is kind of dancing. First of all, he listed out your whole resume, which adds more legitimacy to whatever you're saying. So thank you, Hawley, for doing that. You're not saying that you haven't seen the individual characteristics, like the ability to keep a play alive. Josh Allen has these unbelievable stats within like a yard of the sideline. That's been his thing during the career, to be able to create a pass when you think it's dead. That's his thing. I think what you're trying to say is that you haven't seen a quarterback put all of it together. The ability to throw on the run of Allen, the athleticism of Lamar, the growing pocket presence of a Justin Herbert, all that together with one guy, I would imagine that's more what you're trying to say.
That, and then throw in the accuracy,
right.
Throw in the deep ball, you know, just the way in which he throws on the run. It's all of it, right? You know, there's each, you know, a lot of great quarterbacks have a lot of those qualities, but I don't think they have all of the qualities that Drake has. I think Drake has more elite qualities than even the best of the best. That's what I'm saying.
And I think that was interesting you brought up, because the fact that there's a certain hectic nature when Josh Allen is doing it, which I feel like Drake had last year. That Tennessee play that lasted whatever, 12, felt Josh Allen-y. Like hectic, oh, this could go really wrong, and you're like holding your breath, and then it finishes okay. This year, it's almost like there's a calmness. It's like it's smooth when he's doing these things.
You heard Brian Hoyer say it yesterday. When I say that he makes it look easy, that's one of the highest things I could praise. Right. Like, it doesn't look like he's – that's what I've always said this. This is when I see pros – that are playing on another level from all the other pros on the field, it's like, wow, they just stand out. And Drake doesn't even look like he's labored, doesn't look stressed. He doesn't look like he's, confused or discombobulated ever. And that, to me, is remarkable. That's not normal.
No, it isn't. And another guy that I would compare him to in that way is Baker Mayfield looks stressed and hectic. He makes the play.
Yeah.
But it looks like it took a lot to get the play made. He didn't look cool, calm, collected. It's hectic. So that's interesting. Okay, so we heard from Holly, who listed your resume, even though he really wanted to call you crazy. He listed the whole all the positives, and then he landed on crazy.
He loved me and then
called you crazy.
Also took a shot at 20 something year olds, but I'll take that. Put that in my
own back
pocket.
That's for you. We can't deal with that issue. And now we hear Breer's reaction.
I love the way Drake Mays played. I feel like this has happened to me a lot this fall, where I start to like the Patriots more, I start to like the quarterback more, and everybody's two steps beyond me. You know what I mean? Like, where I sound like I'm like the naysayer. He's playing great. There's no question about it. Like, I think he's one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL this year. What he's doing isn't unprecedented. Like, we've seen guys take this second-year leap. Mahomes did it in 18. Lamar did it in 19. Heck, Carson Wentz did it in 16, or in 17. So we've seen this sort of leap before. What he's doing is phenomenal. It's rare. But I don't know about never been.
Okay.
It's just, look, a leap. That doesn't, what is he saying? He's taking a leap. Guys take leaps, but does, tell me why he's, from a skill standpoint, not better than Mahomes. Like, if you were to list all the qualities you want and that you like in Mahomes, you can't tell me those same qualities are in Drake and maybe even more?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I think Drake is a better runner to run than Patrick Mahomes is. Patrick Mahomes runs to throw. Like, he has that kind of style. I think Drake's a better runner.
Who's more accurate?
I think Drake
Who's
is
faster?
More accurate. I think he's faster. Okay. Yeah, so those three right there. I think he's going to end up a better physique, too. We also need to remember he's 23. I think when he's, like, 26, he's going to be a little thicker and a little bit more, you know, everybody talks about Mahomes as kind of having a doughy dad bod thing going on. I don't think Drake's going to have that either.
I mean, he's hanging around Big Country, so I trust Big Country to show him how to eat a little
Absolutely.
Bit and put some on. And he also mentioned, Burt Breer mentioned, it's unprecedented. Let me do some quick reading for you gentlemen. Players in NFL history in their first 21 career starts with a completion percentage above 70% with a minimum of 400 pass attempts. 339 quarterbacks qualify, okay? The list of players who fit that criteria. Number one, Drake May, and there is no second place. And that was just the first one I found scrolling for 30 seconds while he was talking.
Well, okay.
How many times have we come in on Monday, and I've copied my SID stats into the rundown for you, Andy, where it's been first time since Brady, he joins Dan Marino, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes as the only. He this season is the very statistical definition of unprecedented with performance versus age so far.
And then the other aspect.
Love that. Thank you.
Isn't he taking over a much worse
I'll write
team?
That up for you for next Monday.
Send it to Holly. Send it to Breer. Isn't he taking over a much worse team/situation?
Yeah.
In Baltimore, Harbaugh was established. I don't know if they made the playoffs the year before or not. I have to go back and look. In Kansas City, Andy Reid was established. They had Alex Smith. They had a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. Like, there were systems and everything in place. This is Drake May getting Josh McDaniels in whenever, late January, and starting from ground zero from a team that should have picked number one overall last year. So there is that adds to the unprecedented nature of what he is doing in terms of leading this football team, right? Am I like, they had much better situations they were taking over.
Yeah, I'm trying to find in the second year who was thrown to, but I'll find that. But
Baltimore, by the way, was 9-7 the year before Mahomes got there. Yeah. First season, or Jackson, I should say, the year Mahomes got there, 10-6 year before that, 12-4. Yeah, like they
so
were.
So they're taking over playoff teams, essentially.
Correct, yeah.
He's taking over the number one overall pick team that just happened to not pick number one overall.
Right, and you're taking over both teams. This is really kind of tangential, but you're taking it over from franchise quarterbacks or the guy that was established there. Drake May inherited a terrible quarterback situation that went from Jones to Newton and everything that was post Brady that we've talked about ad nauseum, and an offensive game plan that had no structure and has now turned it into one of the more prolific downfield offenses in football. So yeah, to your point, it's a worse situation you're inheriting. It's worse players, worse coaching, worse everything, and an MVP candidate.
So
year two.
In 2018, when Patrick Mahomes won his MVP,
yeah,
he had some guy named Tyreek Hill. they had Travis Kelce.
Oh, might have heard of him.
Travis Kelce was on
Taylor
that
Swift's
team.
Fiance. That's cool.
Yeah. So you
did
know,
he play football?
They had some players on that team. I would say they had Sammy Watkins, you know, that was at the height of his superpowers. So, you know, he was, and he had what was arguably maybe the greatest, not head coach, but offensive coordinator, you know, as in Andy Reid,
yep,
as the play caller. So there, it's not apples. It's not exactly, an equal comparison when they say that. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes took a big second-year leap, but what's more impressive, Drake May's second-year leap or Patrick Mahomes' second-year leap? And it's Drake May's,
Drake May,
based on the quality of the personnel that he's
as long as
with.
He finishes the job. Yeah, you know, we do have a third of a season.
Through the 11 games.
Well, that's the one Mahomes quality that we don't know yet. Does he have the killer instinct? Does he have the winning? I've mentioned this every time I'm asked to try to say something negative about Drake. Can he win when it matters most? That's about all that we have in front of us that you don't have any evidence in favor of it.
And I'll say it again. Drake May, through 11 games, has 7 plays of 50 or more yards. 7. 4 of them went for touchdowns. From 2001 to 2019, Tom Brady threw 11 games. The most he ever had was 4 through 11 games. So, I mean, there are indicators, there's metrics, there's things that tell you that Drake May is doing things that other quarterbacks, the other great ones, haven't done in their second year in the league.
Funny you should say that. Let's go to Kevin in the truck, who thinks he has somebody that also did similar things. What's up, Kevin?
Well, I don't know as far as stats, but every time I watch May play, he reminds me of John Elway.
All right, thanks for the call, Kevin. I think that qualifies as you're great if you're being compared to John Elway, one of the physically most talented quarterbacks that ever walked the planet, won Super Bowls, and went to the Hall of Fame. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. And coming up next, we do need to check in on the Boston Red Sox. A flurry of activity from Craig Breslow and company as they get ready, hopefully, for the big moves that are on the horizon. Little Red Sox talk up next here on WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at dsw.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Who do you think is a better option for the Red Sox for a number two? Starter Joe Ryan or signing someone like Framber Valdez? First off, we're not even sure Joe Ryan is going to be traded. And it just seems to me, after making the Crochet deal last year and trading four good prospects, really good prospects, some of whom have already surfaced in the majors, that the Red Sox preference would be to sign a free agent, whether it's Valdez, whether it's Cease, whether it's Imai, Ranger Suarez, whoever that might be.
All right, there it is. Ken Rosenthal already throwing a little cold water on our idea that they're just going to rekindle the Joe Ryan trade talks and he'll be your number two starter.
Boy, I feel like we had some insiders telling us that it was banking. They're getting Joe Ryan. If they didn't get him at the trade deadline this past year, they're getting him in the offseason.
Yeah.
And that was kind of what we were led to believe, you insiders.
Now, not to say that Ken Rosenthal is necessarily right. Maybe
no, he's right. Never wrong. That's just true. Early.
That's right. That's right.
Maybe Breslow's working on it right now. Maybe like it's close to a done deal. And the one thing I will say is, yes, they traded prospects. They have a bunch of prospects. They still have one of the better farm systems. They have
six players in the top 100.
Yeah, and like their roster, if they do kind of what we want them to do / need them to do, there aren't a lot of holes for all these prospects to then fill.
No, you have log jams everywhere.
Right.
Like, perfect example is Justinson Garcia, the password. Where the hell is Garcia going to play?
San Diego.
You have exactly, or Minnesota, or Kansas City, or wherever is rumored. But yeah, you have log jams everywhere other than first base and catcher, which are, ironically enough, the two places that Craig Breslow addressed yesterday.
Okay, so what you have some of those moves. There was a flurry of activity here, not the kind that Fitzy and Ted have been lusting after of like big names and, oh my God, they signed Alonso and Schwarber in the same, not those kind of moves.
No, this was solely in the name of slimming down your 40-man roster. So you had to get your 40-man set by the end of the day yesterday for the Rule 5 draft, which comes in December. So essentially, if you're not on the 40-man, there are certain stipulations where you can be drafted into another team's minor league system. That is how the Red Sox got Garrett Whitlock from the New York Yankees a couple years ago.
Yep.
So Luis Guerrero traded to the Rays for Tristan Gray. I always worry a little bit when the Rays are like, yeah, I'll take that guy from you.
Yep.
Seems like they have a pretty good radar for some of these young guys. So infielder Tristan Gray comes back. Bernardino goes to the Rockies in exchange for Braden Ward. Chris Murphy to the White Sox for minor league catcher Ronnie Hernandez. And then the one that I think caught the most people's eyes was catcher and first base product Luke Heyman out of, I believe, Florida from the Mariners in exchange for Alex Hoppe, who is a minor league pitcher. So you have two catchers, so you restock the depth chart there. This Heyman kid is supposed to have a lot of pure power, apparently good enough defensively where they expect him to stick, but this was solely in the name of we're trying to slim things down. They had a couple prospects they wanted to add on to the 40-man so they don't get taken. I think the biggest news from the last 24 hours is the DFAing of Nathaniel Lowe. So that automatically takes away a first base option for you and probably the lone healthy first baseman that you had on the roster. So that would suggest to me that the Red Sox intentions of pursuing a power hitting first baseman, whoever that may be, would be legitimate because that kind of clears the runway, so to speak,
you don't think it clears the runway for Casas?
I think it clears the runway for a better option than Tristan, just because I don't know. The timeline when Tristan got hurt, which I think was in May, was 12 months.
Yeah.
So it is far from a guarantee that he's going to be healthy come opening day. And even if he is, if you're truly planning on winning a World Series, guys, are you putting Tristan Casas in your plans?
Nope. Sorry,
but you don't like 40 home runs and 120 RBI
in a season or for your career, because that's where Casas is right now. But so just some minor moves. It also suggests to me that they may be pursuing some bullpen options this offseason, because Guerrero, Bernardino, and Murphy were all guys that pitched significant innings for you last year. So it's either you're planning on pursuing guys in free agency, or the leftover starters, Richard Fitz, Tanner Houck, Carter Crawford, Hunter Dobbins, are potentially going to be looked at as bullpen options. So some tinkering going on.
And we did have that one report, I'm forgetting the source right now, that they were at least intrigued with the idea of bringing in impact bullpen arms to build a super pen moving forward. So maybe it's a step in that direction.
I don't mind that at all.
I enjoy it, though. This is like a little morsels as you still, like, this is the bread with the cheese and oil that you're rubbing around waiting for the real appetizer and then the entree that's coming. So
you still optimistic?
Oh, I am very optimistic.
Okay.
You know, you're not breaking me. None of you are breaking me. I am going to stay optimistic right up until, and the beauty is that with the way things played last year with Bregman, I can stay optimistic. As long as there's people out there and they have money, I can stay optimistic till, like, spring training.
No, it was the day before spring training started that Bregman was signed.
So I can go all the way to February with my optimism.
Okay. Yep.
Hopefully they pay it off a little earlier. That'd be nice. My preference.
Mid-December is what I'm aiming for, just like last year.
All right, coming up next here.
The check is in the mail, Andy.
Thanks, Presbot. Have a good shower tonight. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is time for The Drive, where we have some Orlovsky criticisms of the Patriots. Things that they don't do all that well, or things that could be warts that could be taken advantage of on the horizon. We're going to talk to Ted about that up next here on WEEI Afternoons with The Drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.